This is Tom Goldman. A few miles down the road from that raucous celebration, there was another gold medal coronation, but this one befitting a queen. That's what the figure skater extraordinaire Kim Yoon-ah has been dubbed in her home country of South Korea. And anyone who saw her commanding performance last night in the free skate portion of the ladies' figure skating competition would have to agree. Queen Yoon-ah is spot on. She executed everything in her program with precision, power, and beauty. She scored a world record number of points, kissed both sides of her gold medal, and cried during her national anthem. But this story about last night's competition is about the skater to Kim's left, a step down on the podium at the bronze medal level. Canada's Joanie Rochette stood there, also with tears in her eyes, for a much different reason. When 24-year-old Joanie Rochette began her routine to Samson and Delilah, she knew how Kim and ultimate silver medalist Mao Asada had both skated. Rochette, the athlete, knew she couldn't make mistakes. She had to be good. But there was also Rochette, the grieving daughter.
I knew also my legs were shaking. I didn't have much in me. But the only thing I was sure of is that I would leave everything on the ice tonight.
4 days earlier, Rochette's mom, Joanie's biggest fan and toughest critic, died of a heart attack in Vancouver, where she'd come to watch her daughter. First in Tuesday's short program, then last night in the free skate, a packed house at Pacific Coliseum and millions of TV viewers around the world watched as Rochette somehow performed. Last night, she talked to the media for the first time since her mom died.
I don't see myself as a hero or anything like that. I just went out there and did what my mother would have wanted me to do. And when I get all those messages, I realize how much people were inspired by this.
Alternately crying and laughing about how her mom would have gotten on her for making mistakes in the free skate, Rochette acknowledged there were times during the week when she said to herself, I can't do this.
I told myself, okay, I just want to go home and see my family. Take care of everything, be there with my dad. It wasn't easy just to see my mother.
At this point, Rochette turned, walked away from reporters, and broke down. Her coach consoled her, and journalists started to leave. But then Rochette turned back around. She wants to finish, someone said. Rochette composed herself and did finish with reporters, as she had finished on the ice minutes before with those shaking legs. It wasn't perfect. There were some shaky landings on jumps, but her last, a triple salchow, she landed with strength and style. Her performance was good enough to earn an Olympic medal. It was a lifetime project with my mom, she said, and we achieved that. Standing on the podium, she smiled as an official hung the bronze around her neck. Then she looked at it and cried. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News, and you can now communicate with Morning Edition on Twitter. Just type in at Morning Edition, all one word. Or you can follow me at NPR Inskeep. The engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. The Morning Edition technical director is Brian Jarbo. Our audio engineers include Greg Gavin, Neil Tivolt, Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Dennis Nielsen, Michael Cullen, Vince Muse, Gary Henderson, Stacey Abbott, Kurt Stolnicker, and Renee Pringle with Theo Mondel. At NPR West. I'm Steve Inskeep.